So, hello and welcome again, Mr. Kim here, and in this episode I'm going to be talking about the extended essay, the IB extended essay, or EE, as we always used to say, and specifically I'm going to talk about how we are going to sign up for the extended essay and the procedure here, so all of the formalities and all of the things. And as soon as you start in our year 7, which is 11th grade or IB year 1, as soon as you start that right at the beginning of the school year, yeah, you already are going to be confronted with the question, okay, what IB, in what IB subject are you going to write your extended essay? Because we have to find supervisors for you. And this year, and maybe also in the next coming years, depends a little bit, we're going to change the system around to the past years. The reason is because we have so many students and who need a supervision in the extended essay. What we're going to be doing is we're going to assign and allocate the teacher supervision first, okay? And the subject allocation before we talk about the research question, okay? So I'm going to tell you now the steps and the problems and why we're doing it the way that we're doing it. You have to understand that our school is growing and growing and growing. There are lots of students, and the thing is that there are, of course, also a whole bunch of teachers, but the teachers can only supervise a certain number of extended essay students. So I as a biology teacher, I can supervise a handful of students, but I'm not able to supervise 15 students writing an extended essay in biology. It's not going to work. So we have to divide it up. And in some subject groups, like in biology, there are plenty of teachers. There are many teachers. In other subject groups, not so much. Okay, not so many teachers. So we have to make sure that there is some kind of a fair distribution here. And what's going to happen is the following. Is that you're going to sign up for a subject. So this means that you have your 6 IB subjects and you have to write an extended essay in one of those IB subjects. You have pretty much a free choice here. So you are generally are not allowed to write an extended essay in a subject that you do not have. There are a few rare exceptions that I also want to talk about. So for example, if you say, if you have biology as an IB subject, you cannot say, okay, I'm going to write my extended essay in chemistry or physics. So that this doesn't work. Yeah? It's got to be in biology. Yeah? However, there are some exceptions. I just want to mention this. In the past, this has happened a few times already. Students who are very, very good in music because they go to a music school, they play a music instrument, they know how to read music scores, they know their music theory. We allowed them, even if there is no IB music course, we allowed them to write the extended essay in music. But I highly recommend that you first please talk to the supervising teachers in this case, because that's simply important. The next thing is, you have to choose a subject, and because there sometimes we don't, there are not the groups are large, but there are not enough supervising teachers. What the important thing is here that you have a first and a second choice. Okay, so if you say, okay, my first choice is to write the extended essay in, I don't know, I'm just going to use my own subject again in biology, but second would be history, let's say. Second possibility would be history. Okay, if I don't get into biology, I'm going to go into history. So we're going to make a first and a second choice here. No guarantees, okay, that you're actually able to get in. And I'm kind of worried that maybe we have to allow, do this by lottery as well. I don't know. We have to think about this because I can imagine that for some subjects, it might be very crowded. If this is not possible, then we have to find a different solution then for you. But every student in the LISA must have an IB, an extended essay supervisor. And this extended essay supervisor should be familiar with the criteria of the subject. So this means that the teacher must be able to not only understand how the essay in the subject is structured, but the teacher will also give you certain guidance. I give you an example. When I read an extended essay, I can give feedback on a lot of different subject extended essays. Because if I just read it, I know where the problems are, what can be improved, even if it's not my own subject. But I would not be able to give a lot of good guidance on where to find the literature for, I don't know, let's say in history, or in arts, yeah, or drama, or anything else, yeah, because I don't have access to these sources. So you see that the supervising teacher is also there to help you out a little bit, but actually writing the essay and researching the essay is not the teacher's job, but your own job. But of course, the teacher will have an eye on it, that you're kind of staying on track and not going off into a completely wrong direction. That's also important. Yeah. So we're going to do the allocation first. So that means everyone will have a supervisor. And then, as a second step, you don't just go to the teacher and say, okay, can you please tell me what to write? Yeah. Or what the research question is? No. Okay. You have to come up now with a research question, or probably already you have one already, probably. And then you have to refine this research question with the supervising teacher. And I'm going to have a completely different and second episode just on the research question, because that's the first big struggle for the students sometimes have, is they cannot think of a research question, right? But that's a normal part of the whole process, and you get points for that, for this process. Yeah, yeah. And then you come up with a research question and also the topic. And if you're doing the Austrian Reifeprüfung, the Österreichische Matura, then there's this thing called the VWA, the Vorwissenschaftliche Arbeit. So that, again, that's only for those students who have the German as a mother tongue, and who are doing the Österreichische Reifeprüfung, Österreichische Matura. You have to know that the extended essay counts for the VWA. You're not going to write a second VWA. You're not going to translate the extended essay. We're just going to use the extended essay. And this, you will get credit for your VWA. However, you have to officially register the topic of the VWA in something called the VWA Datenbank. And this VWA Datenbank, you will get the login details. You have to type in the topic and the theme of your VWA, which is going to be the one of your extended essay, a little bit more general, maybe. I'm going to talk about this as well. And then when this is approved, then you're in, so to say, right? So it will be approved, hopefully. They might make some additional requirements here as well, and says you did not list your sources, or you have too many typing mistakes. It's also happened once, yeah, when you typed it in into the online form. But generally, hopefully it's going to be approved, and then you are basically with that topic, and yeah. And then you cannot change it anymore. So now this is where I really have to get a little bit more detailed here. It's again for those students who are only doing the Austrian Matura Reifeprüfung. You are not, afterwards, you are not allowed to change the topic of your VWA. It's really important. We have really had, in a couple of years ago, a real problem here. Because what happened is that the student has typed in a very specific topic into the VWA Datenbank, a very specific research question. And then during the research process, it turned out it was too specific, and they made it a little bit more general. And then the student was kind of missing the topic. Yeah. And the student, because of this formality, the student almost failed. Yeah? It was a formality thing. Yeah. It was actually in agreement with the teacher and so on. But because the title didn't match anymore, then it was not approved anymore. Yeah, we got this sorted out, lots of emailing back and forth, yeah, to explain the whole thing. But let's try to avoid this. And from this point onwards, what we're saying is the following. This is for the VWA Datenbank. Keep the topic, das Thema, as we say, keep it general. And the research question, in German, die Leitfrage, keep that specific. And the Leitfrage, the research question, you can change. But das Thema, you cannot change anymore. Yeah, so don't make the mistake of being too specific on the thema, on the topic. Yeah? Keep the topic general for the VWA Datenbank so that you still have flexibility to change around the research question, the Leitfrage. Okay, so it's important important thing here. It happened once several years ago. Ever since, I'm just telling the students, and it has never been a problem. Okay, so it's a formality, unfortunately, but this formality was actually an issue. Yeah, I'm going to tell you a couple of other stories, another story right now that just happened. It must have been over 10 years ago, or 12 years ago. Gee, time passes. It's a little one of those IB horror stories, which turned out to be good at the end. Okay, so the ending was positive. And it's a good story, but it's actually happened. It's a true story. It was the following, and the reason why I'm telling you this story is because I just want you to be aware of what to take care of and why it's so important to read the IB criteria. Yeah, and don't just trust your friend or yourself even. But yeah, read it up yourself, okay? Even if the teacher tells you something, the supervising teacher, yeah, read it up anyway in the IB documentation. Yeah, I'm going to tell you where you can get it to avoid the following problem. It was a student who was excellent, one of the top students, not only of his class, but all time. Very high IB points, with the exception that he nearly failed the extended essay. Okay, the extended essay is marked from A to E, A being like best grade, like a 1, and E being a failing mark. And what the student had is the student had a D. Yeah, so he almost failed. He didn't fail, and he almost failed. And I got an email, a very nice email from the student, and he says, "Well, actually, I was very happy with my IB results, but for whatever strange reason, I did very bad on the extended essay. Can we do kind of request that the IB will remark the essay? It's possible to request a remarking. So you have to pay something for that, and then somebody else, an examiner, will look over the essay and will double check it whether it was actually marked correctly. Yeah, it's possible to get this done. This is a part of the quality control process. It's a good thing that they give this possibility. And then I said, okay, before we do that, just send me your essay. I mean, I knew the student was excellent. And then I read through the essay. I didn't even have to read through the whole thing. I just read a couple of paragraphs, and then I said, oh my gosh, it really went wrong. Okay, the essay itself was really interesting. It was really good and well written, well researched. Lots of work was put into it. And Amma said, oh my gosh, this was a worst case scenario. Yeah? Because again, of a formality, yeah, which was overlooked. Yeah? And we'll tell you why it was overlooked as well. Yeah? It was like this, that he essentially wrote the extended essay in A, in the language A, about a book. Okay, you're supposed to write about literature, right? And the thing is the following, that he wrote about the impact of the book. It's an important book, and the book was published and released, and this caused some kind of a scandal and some kind of a discussion in society. The media and the newspapers reported about this. I mean, you have this nowadays as well. Somebody makes a film or a video or a book, and it's a small scandal, okay? Because it kind of touches the nerve of the time, as we say. Huh? And essentially, what he did is, how did the German society, receive the book after the war? Something like that. Yeah, and he registered this, and you know what the problem is? I don't know if some of you already realized the problem. This is not literature. This is history. Okay, he made, without knowing it, a history topic out of a literature topic. So it was registered for the wrong subject. Yeah, this was a misunderstanding, and so basically, I said, "Look, listen, I hate to say it. I mean, you're even lucky that you even got a D, because I, Mr. Kim, I probably would have given you an E. Yeah, I probably would have failed you, even though actually the essay is very interesting and so on. But they only marked the literature part, and you didn't write about literature. You wrote about history, how the society reacted to the book." And then he told me something, yeah, but Mr. Kim, he says, yeah, but what do you mean with literature? I said, you have to actually should have done the following, maybe a personality or character analysis of the main character, or maybe what type of language the author used to get his point across, or some kind of a style or structure or literary interpretation of the novel. Yeah, that's what you should have done. It's language, right? I mean, you yourself registered it for language, right? So you have to write about the language and the literature, yeah? And not about the history, yeah? Yeah, and then he said the following, but Mr. Kim, what do you mean? It's fiction, yeah? So the author invented this whole thing. He said, of course it's fiction. I mean, it's literature. What do you expect? He said, but I'm not interested in fiction. I'm interested in the historical impact. He said, then you should have registered it for history. Oh, that's the reason. Yeah? Yeah? So that is something which was completely missed, and I will tell you why it was missed and why this actually went wrong, because I also figured this out. So, and after we figured out that he completely missed the topic and the subject, not the topic, the whole subject, really, I asked him, well, did you not even read the criteria, the assessment criteria? And he says, no, I didn't read them. Yeah, this is exactly one of those problems. A very good student who kind of thinks that he kind of knows it better, or maybe he simply overlooked it, you know. And this is something that I just want to mention here is that you really have to make sure that you don't make those formal mistakes that can easily happen, can be avoided easily, and then can lead to disappointment. You know, if you miss those things, right? So that's why I say, yeah. Read up on the things and make sure that you complete all of the points of a checklist, okay? I've provided a checklist to make sure that you're not missing out on anything. Yeah, and then the student really said something that I considered very, very remarkable. I mean, he said, well, in this case, Mr. Kim, let's not request a remarking. I'm totally happy with the grade. I now understand what the problem is and what the problem was. And I fully accept the grade, and I have learned a lot in writing the extended essay, and it was a very interesting thing. And when I heard that, I was really speechless. Honestly, I was absolutely speechless because it really showed a very high degree of maturity. And yeah, I was speechless because the person, it was very evident, did not write the extended essay, okay, because I have to write one now, or have to write it for a diploma, or because I need the diploma for university or whatever. No, the student actually wrote it because it was genuinely interested in the topic. Yeah? And that's the way it should be. So in that sense, I was also relieved a little bit, and the student was also not disappointed anymore. Yeah, but we have to now a little bit analyze why this happened the way it happened. Okay. And and I'm going to tell you my answer, because similar things we have already seen later on as well. There are essentially, when writing the extended essay, there are two problem cases. Problem number one are those students that essentially keep on procrastinating, and they kind of push it out, and they don't know where to start. They don't want to think about it. It's uncomfortable, and they don't start researching. They don't start finding a research question. They just don't start. They keep on pushing it out because other things are more fun and more interesting, and they're going to say, I still have a deadline, and I'm just going to write it 2 days before the deadline, yeah, something like that. So that's one problem. Yeah, it's not going to work. Okay. And then there is the second type of student, which is also a problem. And these are the very, very good students who know that they are good, and where also the teachers know that they are good. Okay. And those students, sometimes they think they know it better. And what they will do is they are so motivated, and they will start researching and writing without actually reading the IB criteria, because they know it better. Okay, or they didn't think about the possibility that there are actually criteria there. Okay, so that is, these are the two problems. And so what I say, it's my term now, I say those students, they go on completely independent, almost like on an autopilot, and they're flying off maybe into a wrong direction. Okay, and everyone trusts that the student actually knows what he or she is doing. Okay, and the student thinks, I've got already written, I've written already and researched a lot, okay, and that's a good essay, but in reality, they were missing some of the essential points here, yeah, and that is also a risk. So this means, especially if you're a good student, and if you want to do well, and if you're interested in these things, then you have to take a little bit of time to actually read the documentation and the syllabus and the criteria, to actually make sure that you have all of those things that the IB requires you to do. Because these are, some people say, but why do I have to do that? And it's just the IB requires me. No, these are kind of the learning objectives. Okay. I give you an example here. If the IB says very clear in the assessment criteria, you have to say why your research question is worthy of investigation. You get points for that. Why is your research question important? And what would the student say? Yeah, it's interesting. Oh, sure. Is this it? You expect me to give you a point for this? Everything's interesting. Yeah. But some other people actually write, I'm not saying a whole page, they write a nice little paragraph of why this research question is either important to them, or generally, why has it not been researched yet? Have different parts been researched, but not your specific aspect? Sell me your research question. So I just wanted to give you an example here. It's actually quite easy to do. You've got to sit down and write it. But if you don't write that because you don't know that you should write it, because you did not read the syllabus or the criteria or the assessment criteria, that's the one that you have to check, the assessment criteria, well, then you're not going to write it. And this is how even very good students can overlook certain things. Is this because yeah, they simply went off into their own direction and think if they submit a nice essay and if they put in a lot of work, then they get a good result. I mean, of course, you have to put in a lot of work, but this does not automatically mean that you've covered all of the parts that you should cover, right? And so, and this is also, by the way, sometimes a reason why some people are really disappointed, because I put in so much work and now the results are not good, because it's not only about the work that you put in, but you have to put in the right work, okay? Otherwise, if you're missing the topic, then you did not put in, you put in a lot of work, but not the right work, okay? So this then is kind of wasted energy, yeah? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have separate episodes anyway, specifically on writing the extended essay. But today I just wanted to really make sure that you understand that when choosing a topic as well, read the descriptions first on whether the things that you want to do actually match up with the topic. I need to explain this. Which subject should you choose? Should you do it, write it in English or in biology or in history? And one of the thing that you have to do is you've got to read the description, the subject-specific descriptions, because, for example, in biology, you have to do an experiment. It says there, you got to do an experiment. Otherwise, you really risk that you're not going to get a lot of points. You got to process some data. You got to have numbers, and you got to process the data. And if you don't like doing experiments, then you're probably not going to choose biology. Right? So you see what I mean? It's got to kind of match a little bit with the things that you're interested in. Yeah? I mean, if you want to do it in literature, in language A, you got to read a book, obviously. Yeah? If you don't like reading books, yeah, then don't choose that subject. Yeah? In psychology, for example, you're not allowed to do an experiment. So you see what I mean? The subjects, they have certain specific requirements. Or in history, you're not allowed to write about family history, and it's got to be older than 10 years what you write about. Yeah. So every subject has its own specific expectations and criteria, and this is all listed. But you have to take the time to read through that, because we cannot, and it's simply not, we don't have the time. We do not have the possibility to explain all of this for all students in all subjects. Because then you have a whole classroom sitting there, and I explain now the biology criteria, what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do, and only a handful of students are interested in biology in the first place. So what are the other students doing there? They're just sitting around and feeling bored. Huh? So that's why we cannot give, and we won't give general information like this, because it can be very easily read up by you, the student. All you got to do is download the PDF. You've got links, and you've got all of the files. You print it out, and you read through it, and then it's going to be clear to you much more which subject you're probably going to choose and which one you're probably not going to choose. Yeah? But that's something, it takes 10 minutes just to read through the whole thing. Yeah. So this is something that I really need to emphasize here, is this type, this work we cannot take away from you, okay? This is where it's also most efficient, where you just sit down yourself, download the thing. You have said, okay, maybe I've got down to two subjects. I cannot decide, should I choose subject A or subject B? You read through these descriptions, and then you can make a decision much more easily. Yeah. And the one that you like more, you're going to choose as your first option. And the one that you don't like as much, maybe you choose as your second option. Okay. So this is actually the recommendation that we have. And then we can sort out all of these issues. And last but not least, something that's really important, and this is actually what the problem that happened happens as well. The longer I talk, the more ideas I get. But I have to say it anyway, because it's so important. This is they work all the way up to the very deadline. And that's a real problem. Now, can you imagine, and it's happened already so often. Also with some students that I supervise, there's a certain deadline, a first draft deadline. Also possibly in the first draft deadline, I don't get a proper draft, just get a few pages, yeah. Maybe just the data, yeah. And then we discuss this, well, great and fine. But the problem is, and then there's this final deadline, and on the final, or let's say there, it's 3 days to the final deadline, and so I just want to have another look, and then 3 days before the final deadline, I get another draft, 15, 20 pages, and half of it is irrelevant. What am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to say rewrite half of your extended essay? Is this what I'm supposed to say? Day or 2 days or 3 days before the deadline. Yeah. We cannot say that as a teacher because the students are going to be sad. Yeah. So we're sorry, in the first 10 pages you wrote are actually irrelevant. It happened so many times, you won't believe it. So many times. Yeah. What are we supposed to say? The first 10 pages are just basically irrelevant background information that you don't need. You're not addressing a research question. Rewrite it. Take it out. Use it for your VWA maybe, yeah, but for the extended essay, it's irrelevant. No, we cannot say this as a teacher. So what do we teachers say? We don't say anything. We just say, oh my gosh, let's just accept it and hope for the best. The deadline has already arrived. Yeah, this is what we say. Yeah, because students sometimes they don't submit enough stuff. Yeah. And then the only time when I see a more or less complete draft is a day or 2 days before the final deadline, because the students now immediately expect some kind of feedback so that they can spend a night working through the night, making the corrections and improving it, and then they hand in the final version. Yeah? This is how, I don't know, many students work. And that's not going to work like this. Yeah? And then you have these problems where students put in a lot of energy, a lot of work, and then are disappointed with the results because they have not answered the research question, because they included 5 pages, 8 pages, 9 pages. I'm not making these numbers up, yeah, of irrelevant material, researched material. But again, I'm going to talk about this in a separate issue. Yeah, I think I'm just going to quit now because, wow, almost half an hour I've been talking, okay? So more information on this later. Summarize again. Check out the subjects. Okay, and make a choice on the subject, and make the choice of the subject also dependent on the method that you're going to be using for actually researching the question. Okay, and you can find this by downloading the PDFs and by reading through them. Okay, I'm not really going to quit. I wish you all the best and see you around. Bye-bye.